Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Indie Business Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Well, you know, we're all about empowering you to use the internet in better and more effective ways, and we're going to continue that tradition on our show today, of course, with our guest and all the wonderful information that he is going to share with you. Our guest today is Mark Ostrowski, and he is the author of Get Rich Click, The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Mark Ostrowski is a professional speaker, consultant, venture capitalist, and serial entrepreneur. He is known as a technology wildcatter, founded the prepaid phone card industry, and was an early pioneer in the voicemail industry, the payphone industry, the prepaid cellular market industry, and other deregulated telecommunications markets. He created numerous magazines, trade shows, and market research studies, and later sold one of those firms for multiple millions of dollars. He's also generated millions of dollars by buying and selling online domain names, including beautyproducts.com and photographer.com. He's been quoted in over 1,000 media outlets, including ABC's 2020, The Today Show, Inc. Magazine, and The New York Times, and others. He's also been named as the Ernst & Young Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. How exciting is that? And just last week, Mark tells me that he was a guest on The View, which must have been a very exciting opportunity. We're going to ask him to tell us a little bit about that. Mark Ostrowski, welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, you know, I want to, take a moment to share with our listeners a little bit about, ask you to share a little bit about how you got started in the internet industry. Now, I came to my own business as an internet entrepreneur from the telecommunications industry as well. I'm a former telecommunications attorney for a Fortune 500 telecom company. So sounds like we have somewhat of a similar background, at least if we go back far enough. But tell us a little bit about how you made the transition from that sort of traditional telecom industry to the internet marketing industry.
I think the answer is trends. I watch trends. And that's how I not only start up companies, but I decide if I'm going to sell those companies and how I'm going to maneuver into the next trend. And telecommunications, I was around at deregulation. So I was around for long-distance dereg and payphone dereg and the other opportunities that came out of that. And the prepaid phone card industry came out of that. Prepaid cellular came out of that. And as things change, there are winners and there are losers, and I try and get rid of the losers and jump on the winner's side. And in business, I think that's the way to do it. Some people do that with friends, and I know too many people that play the I'm going to do a bigger, better deal along the way with my friends, but I do it in business. So that's kind of how I jumped from one market to the other and figuring out what's the next big market opportunity. The internet was so incredibly vast and deep and wide that it became a very compelling proposition, and it was one of these markets, the more you know, the better you would do. So we came up with a trademark slogan for our company and our book, Learn More, Earn More. And everything about this book is teaching you how to make more money. So it's Learn More, Earn More.
Well, and that's such a fantastic concept as well for all of us to keep in mind. And, you know, one of the things about this book, and I do want to remind everyone that, you know, there's a lot of business books on the market today, but this one is one that I have really enjoyed reading myself. It's very easy to read. And, Mark, I got to tell you, I love the green call-outs because it really makes it easy for us to skim chapters and kind of pick and choose things that we're really, really interested in. So I want to compliment on you on that because sometimes it's hard for people to sit down and read an entire chapter in a book. You make it real easy to pick out stuff that's of interest to us. So what you just said reminds me, Mark, of how important it is today to have a particular kind of mindset, right? It's not about just knowing how to use the tools. It's bringing a particular mindset to the game. Would you say that's fair, and how would you comment on that?
I would first start with the book. A lot of people hear a word that's different. The book is called Get Rich Click, C-L-I-C-K. What a lot of people hear, even though you say it correctly, is the word quick. And I don't teach people how to get rich quickly. although the internet does have leverage and allows you to do it a lot quicker than everything else. It's a play on words, and the word is click. As far as the layout and design, this book was originally self-published. It's about to be sold to one of the big publishing houses in New York, and it will be relaunched under their name. But the layout that you described, is the book is actually, because I assume most people in your listening audience have not seen it, it's two color as opposed to one color. And every page is laid out separate from every other page. So as opposed to in Photoshop hitting paginate and it lays out all 200 some odd pages, it literally every page was laid out so that it did call out the easiest parts to read that you noticed, but we kind of from a design element made sure it was very easy to pick each of the elements so you could put it down and pick it back up and read something without having to start over each time. So I mentioned that because you brought up how easy it was to read, and we did that as a design element so it was very easy to comprehend.
Right, and you also, you know, you brought a particular mindset to that, and I really want to dive into that today because there are lots of books, as I said, and you brought a mindset to the publication of this book that was beyond just the usual, as you say, push a button and paginate it. You brought something else to the book to make it special so that your readers would learn more. I want you to go into that mindset for me, would you, and share some things that come from your brain that can help us apply a particular mindset across industries to use the internet more effectively to, as you say, make money.
Okay. The first thing is that no one knows everything, not me, not you, not your listener, but to know what you don't know. So the mindset I start with is know what you don't know, number one. You do not know, in my case, I don't know how to bake a cake, right? But I know I don't know how to bake a cake, so I can go find someone to do that if I need it. If you don't know SEO, it's okay. Just know that you don't know it. Then number two in my story is hire your weakness. Always hire the person that is the best person to do the job that you don't know. And the more you know, understand the topic, the better you'll understand how to hire the right person. All right? So hiring your weaknesses is very, very important. And the third, what I already mentioned, was learn more, earn more, which we already discussed. So the mindset starts with know what you don't know, hire the people that know what you don't know, and always hire the best that you can afford. A lot of people will work with you if you explain, I'm trying to get from here to there, and if you will help me get there, there's a reward at the other end. So if you don't have money, there are a lot of people out there that can help you, even if you don't have the money. Knowing that that's there is important. Having a list of resources is very important. I go to guru.com. I go to Elance, Elance.com. ODESK is a third one. They have a lot of programmers on ODESK. And these are people that work on a freelance basis. I don't care if you need a story written, you want a book, a ghost written, you want a person to create a web page, you want a business card, a letterhead, an envelope, anybody that has any skill, lawyers, anybody that will freelance work is available on those three websites. And I would recommend for you to post those at the end of this session because people will want to know what these are that I give you as references. But those are three good ones.
I'll make sure I do that, Mark, when I blog the post as well. So the big picture that you're describing in terms of mindset is it's all about learning who you are and how you fit into your business and what your needs are, and also learning, just constantly learning, so that you have this sort of knapsack of knowledge, if you will, that follows you around from business to business, from opportunity to opportunity, so that you can sort of, I guess, strain through all the background noise, which there's so much of these days, and get to what you really need in order to move yourself forward.
Well, as a lawyer, you would understand there's a group of people that get things done. It isn't all about one person getting one thing accomplished. It's you do what you do best, and you hire or network with other people to get the whole picture done. So you have to be able to see the picture, which I'm doing right now today with my partner. We're figuring out how we're going to acquire this other company, if you will. But we have to lay out, here's where we want to get to, here's where we are, and here's who we're going to turn to help us put this package together. So the package is impregnable, if you will, and it meets all this, the guidelines that we want to get to for all the people that are involved.
And this is the
being
one
able to do that. Being able to do that is a very good skill to have.
So it's something that's learned, right? It's generally not something that a brand new person to business or to work in a professional arena comes equipped with. You kind of learn by working with other people, trying new things and making mistakes and sort of, you know, honing your knowledge of how to do that, right?
It's kind of like a Tom Sawyer, getting other people to do what you want to do so that you can go do the next thing. My father was a business professor, and he always said to me, you want to always have everyone doing what you do so that you have time to do the next thing, whether it's build the next product, build the next relationship, go to the next event, create the next whatever, or deal with the problems that are not being addressed. Keep yourself as free as you can so you can see the bigger picture while everyone is doing the day-to-day stuff.
So let's talk to our listeners today, Mark, who are, as you know, as I mentioned, mostly women, very small business owners. Let's talk to the ones, Mark, who want to get to the point that you're describing and really just kind of need help bridging that space between doing everything themselves and getting to the point where they can actually hire people or delegate. Because there's usually, for very small business who, you know, don't have financing, who are kind of bootstrapping, there's this space between doing everything themselves on the front end, which is not so hard because you don't have any business when you first start. And as you grow, you eventually get to the point where you go, oh, my goodness, have to hire someone, have to start delegating. But I'm not really at the point where I have that kind of disposable income. Can you offer some tips for people who might be in that area right now?
Are you asking people who need to raise money or put together their let's call it their network?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think I would normally ask about raising money, but in this economy, I think I'd rather first focus on putting together that network, right? Because what you're saying is that if you put together a network of people, whether they're paid or compensated in a traditional way or not, if you surround yourself with people that you can affiliate, collaborate with, then you can help sort of bridge that gap. Is that fair to say?
Well, absolutely. That's the game. The game is surround yourself with really, really good people, and you have a team approach. When I didn't have money, I asked the best, smartest people I knew to sit on my advisory board. It's not a legal board like a lawyer would tell you, as you would know, but it's an advisory board. They felt, wow, this guy asked me to be on his advisory board, and it could be your lawyer. You'd be amazed how many lawyers and accountants and big business people would like to help others if they're just asked to do so. And people that are always affiliate with people smarter than you. You know, they say you're the average of the five people you hang out with, whether it's in business or in finance or in friendships, you're the average of the five people you hang out with. I always strived to hang out with the Richard Bransons or the Jack Canfields or the big players within the space that I wanted to be in so that they would help me get to where I want to go. I could help them in certain areas, and they could help me. You be the master of something, and you can offer that expertise to someone, and that they will turn around and help you master what you need. It's a real win-win.
And that's a really good point. So share with us, if you would, your tips for moving in that direction. Let's say you do have some expertise in a particular area. And in the case of many of our listeners, they're product manufacturers in the health, beauty, and lifestyle industry. Some of them are also consultants. So you have this particular area of expertise. You're selling something. You're either selling your consulting services or the products or ebooks, information products, whatever it may be. And you're at that point where it's time to start, you know, collaborating, but you don't want to do it in a sort of a, you know, I guess a cold sort of way, like, approaching, you know, people that you admire, but, you know, you really aren't quite in your circle or aren't connected to you in some way. What are some experiences that you've had, or maybe examples you've had from the book, from interviewing other people about how they've gone out and created those relationships that you're talking about?
So there's a million questions to be answered in what you just said. The specific question I'm going to address is creating your network. and creating your network of people. With the internet, we all know you have social media. So you know, I know A, B, and C, but you also know who they know. On Facebook or LinkedIn, you can see all your friends' friends. So if you want to be friends with, let's say, ABC lawyer, right now, let's say, let me give you an example of what I'm doing, because that's the best example. I'm trying to get to the best speakers bureaus so that I can get them to go sell me as a speaker. I know that Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and all the big speakers have certain speakers bureaus that work with them. So I go on and look through them to see who their speakers bureaus are. I can then approach that speakers bureau and say, I understand you work with Jack. I know Jack. Whether I've had Jack relate to me is even better. If Jack would call the speakers bureau and say, you ought to talk to Mark, but at a minimum, say, I know you work with Jack. Here's my tape. Here's what I've been doing. I've been on The View. I've been on 2020. I'd like to talk to you about this following. It is an entree. With the internet, with Facebook, and with LinkedIn, you can get to not only your friends, but your friends' friends and their friends. You have to be an expert at being able to network yourself into those relationships. But you got to figure out who it is you want to be close to first. Then figure out, how do I get to them? Facebook and LinkedIn help you do that. It's
okay,
a vital
social
networking skill.
Right, right. So that's really good advice. And like you're saying, there is so much technology available today. I think some people sometimes get a little bit overwhelmed with, okay, that's good advice to go and, you know, decide who I want to connect with. Well, that's sort of brain work. I don't need technology really to do that, because I can just sort of think of the people that I want to be around and connect myself with. But the best places to go online to do that can be a little overwhelming. And one of the things you suggested just now is one of the best ones is LinkedIn.
Right. LinkedIn is, most people know Facebook. I'll give that as a given. If you're not on Facebook and you're in business, that's stupid. That's the only word I got. It's stupid. You must know and understand social networking. It's free marketing, free advertising, free promotion, and free connections. It's everything. Now, LinkedIn is a business-to-business version of Facebook. It is a business version of Facebook. You can network yourself into much different areas. If I know I want to reach someone in the marketing department at Walgreens, I can go on to LinkedIn and type in marketing department at Walgreens, and the people that are on that system will pop up. And then the system will tell you who you know that knows someone else that knows that person. You can do that with these services. So you must join LinkedIn, and you need to join Facebook. They're very important in business right now.
And they're very different too, Mark. Tell us what you know just briefly about, you know, the distinctions between these two places. Is the mindset different? Is the approach different in your experience?
I don't think the mindset is too different. I use my friends, my family, my connections, my LinkedIn, my social networks, my Facebooks, whatever it is, to figure out how to get to the next deal, to the next person, to the right lawyer, to the right accountant, to the right whoever it may be. I would say I'm pretty good, whether I'm an expert or not is to be decided, but I'm pretty good at figuring out what's the team that I need, who are the best people. Knowing what questions to ask is very important. If you don't know anything about creating a website, but you can go online and say, what questions should I ask to create the best website? Those questions are easily found. Download them, and you'll suddenly look like the expert when you ask those questions. They will give you a lot more respect because you're asking them questions the majority of people don't do. And that shows to be a very good skill. You walk in and say to me questions that aren't prepared, I'll know you don't know what you're talking about. If you come into me with a list of questions that shows, wow, this person really knows what they're doing, the person being asked the question does not know whether you know those questions or whether you found them 5 minutes ago on the internet. All they do know is you're asking the right questions, which puts you at a different league and a different level than the person prior to you sitting in that chair. So you want to always look like the smartest person in the room, mm-hmm. and the way to do that is have the right questions, and you can download those off the internet by asking it of Google or Yahoo.
Well, what a good point, that the way to make yourself seem like the smartest person is in the room is to ask questions and show that you're not the smartest person in the room. I love that. And thank you for sharing that, of course, as you know, because so many people are afraid of asking questions because they think it makes them look like, you know, they're not bright or something. So that's really great. And, you know, I want to share this with you too, Mark. Just last week I was, you know, perusing Twitter, and as I do from time to time, just trying to get, you know, just information about what people are doing and meet new people. And this woman had actually identified a person, Mark, that she wanted to connect with on Twitter and have on her podcast, I think it was, or interview or blog. And what she did was, instead of tweeting him, "Hi, you know, I'd like to meet you and have you on my show," she instead created a video and she loaded it to her Vimeo page, and it said, "Hi, you know, I know you don't know me, but, you know, I admire you for this, 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 and this, and I love how you teach this, 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 and this, and I'd really love to show you how I've put some of the things that you've shared in your blog to work in my business. Will you be on my show? Will you allow me to interview you on my blog?" And he wrote back and said, there's absolutely no way I can say no. And what's amazing is that, you know, this woman may have had 1,000 followers. This person has over 100,000 followers. And his response came within the hour of her post.
Well, let me tell you how smart that is. Let's take that to another extent. You're reverse engineering how to get hold of somebody. Now, if you go on to do what this person did, let's take it into a similar vein. If you go on to Amazon, there are two ways to leave a comment about a book. Let's say you want to meet the author of that book. Every author goes to look at the comments on the Amazon page. And you can leave a written testimonial. I love Get Rich Quick. I think it's great. And you can leave a video testimonial. They will allow you now to upload a testimonial. So I had a guy write a testimonial on video. And he did a video of why he loves Get Rich Quick. He posted it on Amazon, and he and I became friends because he loved what I was doing. We had something in common, and he and I connected. Not only that, what people don't know is if you do it as the owner of a certain website, that is cataloged in Google. So that when I look up, when I have Google sending me, as every author does, you have Google send you anything that they write, anyone on the internet writes about you, which you can do very easily under Google Alerts. Mm-hmm. So my Google Alert is Mark Ostrovsky and Get Rich Quick. Every time something's written about it, it comes to my inbox every day. Now, every author is doing that because they want to know and market and watch the market, whether you create a video or you go on to Amazon.com and write something positive to them about their book, or even negative, I guess, there's a better chance they're going to know who you are and contact you or have an interaction with you, because it's going to get picked up by Google. So Google is spidering the Amazon comments or the Amazon videos, which is even more amazing, and ranking them on Google, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
Absolutely.
So what a wonderful way to teach people how to get to someone you don't know how to get to.
Right.
And talk about them positively in the marketplace, on your website, on Amazon, on video, and watch them come to you.
Very good point. And it is such a fun thing to contemplate, because it really does amount to following the links, right? It sort of amounts to being able to look at your goal on one end of the spectrum, look at where you are on the other, and sort of put those pieces together like a little puzzle or a chain link that gets you from where you are to where you want to be.
Well, it's funny, because in the book we talk about ways to use Twitter for business. And while I'm not a huge Twitter player and a Twitter follower, what's happened in corporate America is they're monitoring what's wrong. Business runs great when everything is wonderful, but when something goes wrong, the good businesses want to know, oh my God, tell us what's wrong, let us fix it, because you're the one in 100 that told us about it. So they're smart and they monitor. If you have a bad experience at a company, if you tweet about that bad experience, there's a good probability in today's market that they're going to contact you. That's what people are hired to do. So at Procter & Gamble, They have a number of brands that have hired people to do nothing but monitor Twitter for the negative posts. It's the same way. That's using social network and technology, reverse engineering how to get done what you want done. And it's a brilliant strategy and one in your arsenal of ways that you should use to communicate with a company or an individual.
Absolutely. And I love that tip too as well, being able to accomplish several goals with one thing. One review on Amazon, for example, can really kill so many birds. Number one, you've shared something useful with people who might find it, and the usefulness being your take on a book that you're reading. You've helped the author out, you've gotten some new things into search engine rankings, and you've created a relationship with that author that you may want down the road, but you've done it in a way that gives him or her something before you've asked for something back.
Right, so you could do that with each of your authors, and you could say, hi, this is, I did this interview, I've read this book, I think it's amazing, and I would tell people to do it, to that they should buy it. Your author is going to go, wow, that was really over and above, and you could get more traffic on your show because you could say in that, hi, this is who I am, and I have a show on Blog Talk Radio about this. It reaches these people, and let me tell you how great this speaker was. You're the bigger beneficiary of that posting than I am. I get another check mark that people like my book on Amazon. You get all the traffic.
Right, right.
Isn't that smart?
It is. I mean, and the example that you're sharing with Amazon.com can be repeated 1,000 times over at every single social networking site. And you're obviously, as an individual, don't have to be at all of them. But let's just say you focus on two or three. You can sort of use that concept wherever your audience is, wherever the people are that you want to connect with, and basically just, you know, change it a little bit and tweak it for the format and for the goal that you're looking to achieve.
It's very smart. It's very smart. And it would be smart for you to do that with every author you do. I don't know if you have a way to capture video quickly on your computer. If you have an Apple, you do at least. And you can capture it, upload it, and 5 minutes later, you've got the link. You've got the testimonial for the author, so he loves you or she loves you, and you're getting all that traffic. It's just brilliant. And then
if you've got
other places to post it, everyone wins.
That's a good point. You know, I do video book reviews at my blog, but you're right. I should tape them and get the code and post them over at Amazon. That's a great idea. So as we close out today, Mark, I'd like for you to share with us where we can go to get more information about you and the great things you're doing. Where are you speaking soon? What promotions do you have going on right now, if any? Tell us a little bit about more, you know, where we can go after we hang up this show here and move on.
Well, there's two things. One, you can buy Get Rich Click at Amazon or at Barnes & Noble, but if you buy it at our website, getrichclick.com, we got deals from Google and YouTube and Amazon where we teach you in the book, as you would know, why advertising on the Internet is so smart. Pay-per-click is just the best way in the world to get traffic to any product, service, or website. So we went to these players and said, why don't you give us coupons for free advertising for anyone who buys our book? So, for instance, you get $50 at YouTube, and YouTube is giving you $50 free credit from my book. So when you buy the book at GetRichClick.com, we're going to send you, I think it's up to $600 or $700 in absolutely free coupons for pay-per-click advertising. You don't have to do anything. Google's free. YouTube is free. Amazon, MySpace. And these guys are giving us coupons because they know if they give you $75 in free ads, it doesn't cost them a penny to run the ad, but you'll become a client. And they know I've got a buyer ready, willing, and able to advertise. So I'm giving anyone who buys it on my website a huge benefit. So as soon as you buy the book,
great,
we'll send you the book and you'll electronically receive all the coupons.
Excellent. Check it out at GetRichClick.com by Mark Ostrowski. This is a fantastic book, everybody. Head over to GetRichClick.com and get it. and find out how you can follow Mark and learn more about him. Mark, thank you so much for joining. We're going to close out now. I'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.